Washington Commanders fans, rally up. It's the Rally Captain, and you're listening to Commander's Call. And now, your host, Sam Murray of Commanders 365.
What's up, Commanders fans? Welcome back to Commanders Call Podcast. I'm your host, Sam Murray, alongside my good buddy, Tall Jeff. He is still six. Lots been happening since we talked to you last time. I believe it's been a little bit over a month. Lots to discuss, especially with the Dan Snyder stuff going on and the sale of the team. So strap right in as we do our snake draft of some of the worst things that Dan Snyder has ever done while being of ownership of the Washington football franchise. Stay tuned.
Hot, 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 hot.
All right, boys and girls. Well, do we have any like demographic information on who actually listens to us?
I just say folks.
Folks, because I would be like amazed if there's even one girl that went out of her way to listen to this podcast.
I know there's one girl that lives around here that does listen to every episode.
That does?
Yeah.
What's her name?
It's something Spanish. I don't know. I haven't met her in real life.
Shout out something Spanish. Anyway, so what we're going to do here, we could just kind of go down the list and talk about all the horrible things that Dan Snyder has done as an owner of this franchise, not only personally, but also as a horrible football manager. But we thought we'd have some fun with it and kind of do a snake draft, picking in snake order, just all the horrible things he's done, starting with the worst. And then maybe we'll compile a list and have you guys vote on who has like the worst list. So,
and he's done so many bad things. It's like hard to, if we don't cover something here, it's honestly like we were talking before the podcast. It's been a lot of trauma over the last 24, 25 years. So it could have been compartmentalized, pardon me. So we honestly could have forgot. So if we left out something, say it in the review. We didn't mean to. Still screw that guy. So, yeah, let's get started with this. And before we do, real quick, want to give a big shout-out to Dam Snyder on Twitter. He has an all-inclusive thread pinned to the top, and it has every bad thing Dan Snyder's ever done. Hell of a read, and it's a great reference point for this episode. So let's kick this off.
Bam. You want me to go first?
Why not?
All right. So this one, I think we kind of need to say first, just because when we talked about being traumatizing as fans, there were a lot of people who worked in his building who were legitimately traumatized from his horrible leadership. So I guess first off, we're saying just kind of the umbrella sexual assault culture, inappropriate things that the Washington Post has covered. A lot of allegations have happened. There have been several lawsuits kind of outlining this and what the Mary Jo White investigation was all about. So, yeah, I think we kind of need to say that one first. So that'll be my first one.
Definitely. And like this is something I'm going to absolutely have to agree with you on. The rest will probably go back and forth. But yeah, the all encompassing umbrella of just the sexual allegations, like him building glass staircases and placing men's desks underneath them and putting the women's upstairs. Just disgusting, abhorrent behavior that, you know, hopefully will come more to light and he will eventually really have to pay for, because, you know, this isn't really much of a punishment getting $6 billion after buying the team for $800 million. But yeah, got to agree with you for the first round of the snake draft, just the all encompassing sexual allegations and what he's done to men or women and men in that franchise over the years that he has owned the team. I guess I'll take the second and start with the second one. And I would have to say, him suing the old lady for the season tickets when she asked for a little bit of a hold on her payments and bankrupting her until a local news station and newspaper had to guilt him into dropping the lawsuit. I mean, that's just disgusting and comes off as a very small man.
Little in character and little in stature. Anyway, so my next one's going to be just insane free agent signings. This includes, Albert Haynesworth. It's probably the most notable one.
Adam Archuleta.
Sorry. Oh yeah, that's another one. And like the Deion Sanders one where he was 30, yeah. signed him to what, like a 6-year extension or something like that, and then he only played 1 year on it or something as a punt returner.
I mean, the list goes on. Bruce Smith getting rid of Brad Johnson after a Pro Bowl year for Jeff George.
Yeah. Yeah. You can even throw in the McNabb trade. Lots of bad personnel decisions.
I mean, and the fact that this idiot would like always try to like, he genuinely thought that like what he was doing was going to make this team better. Like, disregard all the other delusions that he clearly has. Like, this guy thinks that he can run a football team. And like, I mean, I fell victim to this over the years too, like getting excited about these people before I really understood like how contracts work. And it's just the egregious free agent signings over the years have been bad.
Yeah. I mean, the difference is we like learned like when we saw that Albert Haynesworth signing and then the hilarious play in the Monday Night Massacre where he just literally laid down the ground while the play went on for like 10 more seconds. Like, the fans quickly learned that that was not the way to build a team, but Snidey Boy never did. He just kept swinging big and kept missing.
Yeah. And that brings me to my next one. And that's the whole RG3 just saga between giving up as much as he did in order to draft him. 3 first round picks and believe 2 seconds to St. Louis at the time. Worked out great the first year. And who's to say, if that injury hadn't happened, if that trade would have mattered so much. And honestly, you could say it doesn't really matter anyway, because when we had Snyder, what the hell are we going to do anyhow? For the first year, it did work out. But then, the injuries happen, things about how Shanahan didn't want to draft him, but Dan came in and forced it. Letting his dad be in the locker room, hanging out with Robert, like Robert getting people fired and Snyder just allowing that behavior, and it alienated the rest of the team. And I think he is just as much to blame as anyone else in the failure that was RG3 in Washington.
Yeah. And I think every franchise has like swings and misses on big trades. That's kind of whatever. Okay. Like, that happens. That's not what made it so bad. What made the bad part is the things you mentioned, like having his dad in the locker room. And I mean, having meetings, having the quarterback hold a meeting about the plays that he didn't want to run anymore because he thought it was a pocket passer after the first year, which have been discussed by Shanahan and other people afterwards. So, yeah, that's a good one. My next one is talking about the season ticket holder being sued is the fake season ticket list. There were so many people that wanted season tickets to this horrible product, but they couldn't get them because Dan wanted to mark the price up. It's really silly that he did that. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, I mean, when he bought the team and Washington was coming, in the back end, about a decade away from their real glory years, there was a real season ticket, wait list. And there might have been for the first part of, his ownership, but it's coming out now that definitely wasn't the case, like maybe, 10 years after he bought the team. And it was just, it was a lie. It was a facade the whole time. And for those of us that go to a lot of games, like, it was obviously evident that he was probably selling the tickets to third party ticket holders. And then they were getting in the hands of opponents because, I mean, we go there and it would be like a Jags game and the Jags fans would like outweigh us. I mean, even when you're bad, like a franchise like this, that shouldn't be happening. And he is a direct reason for that. Pretty inexcusable. And just another example of the damage that he's done. Big problem for me. And my next point, whenever he first bought the team, Charlie Casserly was the GM. Everybody knows about Charlie Casserly. He drafted some great players, won a championship. He fires him for none other than Vinny Serrato, who besides, Bruce Allen, easily the second worst in Washington history as a GM. He was a part of the Haynesworth deal. all these blockbuster deals in the beginning, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders. And what does Charlie Casserly do the very next year? He wins Sporting News Executive of the Year for the NFL. So just mishandling of everything right down to the food at the stadium. I mean, getting rid of Casserly for Serato is just asinine.
Yeah. And on the GM topic, there's a story that came out, I think in the Post after the late Bobby Beathard passed away, rest in peace, who is a Hall of Fame general manager who helped build our three Super Bowl teams in the 80s and early 90s. But allegedly, Snyder was trying to bring him back at some point in the early 2000s. And Bobby was considering it, and he gave him essentially like an hour ultimatum for like, do you want to come back? Yes or no? You have an hour to decide. And Snyder had his lawyer call Bobby's agent every 10 minutes to ask if they had an answer yet. And I think it, he just kind of thought it was a joke and ultimately said no. So good for his career that he didn't come back, just because I don't think any GM could succeed under Snyder.
No. And it just shows you like all just the incompetence that's littered across, you know, his timeline and his history of owning this team, like down to the GM hirings, the firings. It's ridiculous. And the bullying too, like it just goes hand in hand with you know, the first point with, he thinks he's God, and he thought he was controlling everything and thought he was actually doing well when he wasn't. And next point I want to bring up is the way how tone deaf he is with the fans and the culture of what the culture used to be and what we want, and just how he completely ruined the Sean Taylor Memorial. Why did it take 20 years to retire his number? Why, when you did it, it came across as it was used to deflect against a bad report that came out from him that week. Didn't give fans like a 3 or 4 day notice, take pictures in front of porta potties on Sean Taylor Way with his family, then find out from Logan Paulson on his pod with the new mannequin or whatever the memorial, whatever the heck they tried to pass it off as. It was like a bunch of kids that would like just got out of college that designed it. So it's like, nothing against kids coming out of college, but like, who is like reviewing this stuff? Like, how can you be so tone deaf with it, especially with the players so legendary? And then I can't remember who said it, but like when they retired Sonny Jurgensen's number, they took the freaking jersey that was framed off the wall in the training room and brought it out and presented it to him on the field. Like, it's hard to believe that he can be that tone deaf, and it just borderline. I mean, it's disrespectful, but it borderlines on intentional. It feels like
was on Paulson's pod was that it was all these children making these decisions. Was just that. I mean, they don't want to pay people well. They don't want to hire like professional people who are like well trained in doing this stuff. So they hire kids out of college because Dan doesn't want to put out like good money for good people. So for my next one, kind of on the capitalism side is taking stadium seats out consistently over the years at FedEx so he can charge more for tickets and make them more valuable. I think there's been like over the past like 20, 25 years, there's been like 10,000 or so seats just removed from the stadium or covered up with effectively plastic so they can artificially say that a higher percentage of the tickets are being sold or they can sell for more. If you look online, there's a graphic somewhere. We'll try to post it.
I think it was closer to 20,000 seats.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's set like 89,000-90,000 at first. Yeah. Now it's like,
you can see it. You can see it over the years. It's like very apparent where they just kind of like put plastic over where seats were, to charge more. So,
well, yeah, and that brings me to mine. How about the complete lack of maintenance and upkeep at the stadium?
You have
gates falling on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
you have. I mean, that were held up by zip ties.
Can you imagine if like that had hurt him,
dude? Oh my gosh,
horrible!
Like it would have bankrupted the franchise. Like we're already never going to hear the end of it. It had to happen with an eagle, but like, come on, man. Like, and then they called it rainwater, but like, let's be real. That kind of did look like sewage that dumped on that guy the season before last, week one versus the Chargers. And it's like, dude, what are you doing, man? The seats in the stadium are so sun dried that they're pink. Like, they're not even burgundy anymore. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, all this money that he apparently is bringing in, and you know, with the, like you said, like making tickets more valuable by taking out seats. Like, where's that money going? I guess right in his pocket, because he wouldn't, but wasn't putting it back out for the fans. That's for sure.
Snyder bought a bunch of expired peanuts from an airline that went bankrupt. I think it was like Indian Airlines or something, and sold them in the stadium. So
everybody loves expired peanuts.
Yeah. So like,
well, in fact,
again, there are literally peanuts being sold that said like blank airline, whatever it was called, being sold in the stadium that were expired, and they were purchased from a bankrupt airline in bulk. That happened.
What about the time he got the trees cut down at his house in Potomac, which are on nationally and federally protected lands, and illegally cut down trees so he could have a better view of the river? And then whenever he got semi in trouble for it, his lawyer tried to get the park ranger fired and ruin his career over basically just doing his job and trying to maintain the land that he's contracted to do through the U.S. government.
Yeah, crazy.
Total idiot, man. I mean, like, how selfish can you be? I hope he never gets to sell those houses and they just depreciate.
Yeah. Mine will be, and I think in this Post article that recently came up, he allegedly spilled milk in one of the other owner suites and let it sour for a couple of days. So it smelled bad. So because someone he allegedly had a business vendetta against, would have to sit there during a game.
He also did that to Mike Nolan back in the day. He left ice cream pints in his office during like really hot August, July camp days, and did it more than one time because he didn't like his coaching style and left him notes, all kinds of just super passive aggressive, weird things. Telling people not to look him in the eye, always address him as Mr. Snyder, this, that, and the other. I mean, this guy, the list really just goes on.
Yeah. It's pretty horrible.
I think it's probably a good opportunity and time to tell people that we are indeed having a goodbye Dan party next week. We are based in the Baltimore area, so obviously if you're a Baltimore area Washington fan, please come by. Delia Foley's next Thursday. It's going to be 1 week from when you hear this podcast, 7:30 p.m. upstairs. We got a Dan Snyder pinata. We'll also have the round of the NFL draft on, so please come party with us. It's going to be a great time.
It'll be chock full with minis, so
come chock on full. We're going to have a great time. We're all going to take wax at Dan.
Yeah, and actually one last Dan thing for my list. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm actually like kind of happy about that one.
That one's just funny. I still don't know what the fuck he was like trying to, like, what the joke was. He was just coming off like a fucking bender, and that was like the most recent holiday that happened. So he's like, oh, I guess I say Thanksgiving, right, guys?
I just have this picture of him like sitting in his house for like a week and a half, like proud as shit of himself, and he's like, what could I say? What would be funny? I got it. This is it. And like showing Tanya. Tanya's like probably like, yeah, okay, honey, sounds good. Well, whatever. Can you throw like a breast cancer awareness thing in there for me? No, just happy Thanksgiving, honey. Okay. Yeah, makes no sense, but I'm glad we have it because that's just a joke and a meme that we're going to be able to hold on to for forever.
Yeah, every like January 3rd or whenever it was. That was really funny.
And I guess it's because they beat Panthers and then Rivera got fired on Thanksgiving weekend, like after we beat them, and then we got Ron Rivera. It's like one of those jokes that like you have to explain to somebody, and as soon as you start explaining it, it's not funny, even if it had a chance of being funny.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Side note, we totally should have some happy Thanksgiving bombs at the party.
That's a good idea. I'm constructing the drink list right now. I know for a fact one of them is going to be called a dumpster fire. This is a Natty Light and a shitty shot on the side. Going to also be featuring some brews from DC Brow. Tried to get the By Dan beer, but that is not being distributed as wholesale right now. But we will have some DC Brow on tap to celebrate our DC heritage a little bit. Yeah. Nice. So let's go get a little bit litty.
If you guys are still listening to this, just let us know and I'll buy you a shot at the party.
Yes, we would love to buy a shot for you, do a shot with you. Just have a grand old time, eat some wings, you know, watch this draft and hope that they don't mess it up. Hot. Hot, hot, hot. Please follow us on Instagram. It's Commanders Call Pod. Follow Commanders 365 on Instagram as well for all your updates. And be sure to follow us, subscribe, and leave comments and ratings wherever you can find podcasts. Ratings help us immensely, as do reviews. So please make sure that you leave those and tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear, if we can change anything. Love to hear it. So thanks again for joining us. We will be back in 1 week with a new preview for the NFL draft.
Word.
Word. All right. Thanks again for listening.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
See you later, Danny boy. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.